Oh, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Well, what are the coolest inventions that you can think of? You know, the wheel was an incredible invention that changed the world. I also like the straw. It's cheap, but very useful. You know, the name of our lesson is the story of Thomas Edison. And, of course, we're learning about some of the things that Thomas Edison invented. Now, here's a question to think about. What did Edison want the world to run on? No, not gas or fuel. What did Edison want the world to run on? I believe we're going to find out in today's lesson. So open your magazine and let's begin. Okay, here we go. Guess coming? Oh, come on. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
The story of Thomas Edison. And Tom, when 23, opened a workshop and laboratory. He hired assistants to help. "I want to fix things so that the world can run on electricity," Tom said. In the years that followed, Tom invented many things. He also improved Alexander Graham Bell's telephone. At 29, Tom invented the phonograph. It became one of his most beloved inventions. Tom's greatest invention was a new kind of electric light. Until Tom figured out how to make them, there were no light bulbs like the ones today. At that time, people used the glow from fireplaces, candles, and oil or gas lamps for light.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 beloved 这个形容词。beloved 其实就是 be 动词加上 love, 爱的被动式的组合。所以 beloved 是指心爱的或者是热爱的。所以它的发音是三个音节，所以是念成 beloved。例如 Angela is the beloved teacher in the school. Angela 是学校中深受喜爱的老师。或者是 Alex takes good care of his beloved convertible.Alex 细心照顾他心爱的敞篷车。Beloved 也可以当名词，意思就是指心爱的人。例如 Henry writes love letters to his beloved every week. Henry 每一周都会写情书给他的爱人。接下来我们看的是 glow 这个名词。glow 是指光亮，通常是指持续稳定但是不是很刺眼的光。例如 From our boat we gazed at the golden glow of the rising sun.从船上我们凝视着日出时太阳的金黄色的光辉。Glow 也指脸上的红晕或者人所散发的光彩。例如 The blush gives you a healthy glow that lasts for hours. 这个腮红可以让你好几个小时都散发健康的光泽。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, we're continuing to learn about the awesome inventor Thomas Edison here, and I find it so interesting and fascinating that he was only 23 when he was setting up laboratories and inventing things. Yesterday we learned about how he was 12 and 16 when he started doing this, and now he's only 23. Rebecca, what were you doing when you were 23?
Gabe, I'm glad you asked what I was doing when I was 23 years old.
Well, you just graduated college, right?
Graduated from college. And actually, I was on my way to Kansas City.
Oh.
Kansas City is in the state of Kansas. And I was doing an internship with a prayer house out there.
Oh.
Oh, you don't think that sounds very interesting. Not as interesting as inventing stuff, right?
No. Actually, that's cool. Everybody's different, right? I think I had just graduated university and I just came back to Studio Classroom. Thomas Edison, 23 years old, he opened a workshop and a laboratory. And, you know, it is interesting. Sometimes we think we have to, you know, go to university, and then we have to go to grad school, and then we have to get, go find our career right away. But that's not always the case, friends. If you are more like Thomas Edison and you have a different path for you, that is great. And actually, I think you should pursue that path if it is what you know you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do we continue learning about him here?
Well, we learned that he hired assistants to help. And I like this quote that Tom Edison says, I want to fix things so that the world can run on electricity. I like my Tom Edison voice.
Yeah, very nice.
Kind of, sort of manly-ish. Anyway, was that?
That's good. You just answered my question.
What was your question? I don't remember you asking a question.
I did at the beginning of our show today. You weren't here, Rebecca. And, of course, the question was, what did Thomas Edison want the world to run on?
Electricity.
You're right. Bingo to you, Rebecca.
Bingo to me. But you know something? I really like that phrase, to run on something. And this is, we often use this phrase. No, Gabe, are you trying to run?
I'm trying to run on the ground here. I'm running on the ground. Running around you
ground. Gabe, no. When we use the phrase to run on, it doesn't mean you actually run on the ground. We use this phrase to talk about what basically how machines operate.
That's right.
Or things operate, okay?
For example, most cars out in the world run on gas, right, or fuel. And some run on electricity.
And some run on diesel.
Yes, that's true, which is a different kind of fuel. So what does something run on? Well, Thomas Edison wanted the entire world to run on electricity.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Well, continuing on, we learn in the years that followed, Tom invented many things. I think he was very busy inventing things. He also improved Alexander Graham Bell's telephone. And here, 6 years later, at the age of 29, Tom invented the phonograph, and it became one of his most beloved inventions.
Oh, the phonograph. I just love it. It was a beloved invention. That means a lot of people loved this thing. Well, we read on, Tom's greatest invention was a new kind of electric light. Now, when you think of Thomas Edison, well, when I think of Thomas Edison, I usually think of the light bulb. And that's what a lot of people think of. However, he wasn't the first person to invent the light bulb. He was probably just the most famous person, and he did make a lot of improvements on it.
Well, we see here, until Tom figured out how to make them, there were no light bulbs like the ones today. But you know what I think is really interesting, Gabe, that is about Thomas Edison, is that he didn't invent or figure out how to improve the light bulb overnight. It took a lot of experimenting and trying different things and failing a lot.
That's true, although if you ask him, he might have said he didn't fail many times. He just found many ways that didn't work. However, I like this phrase, to figure something out. And this is a useful phrase, especially if you're not sure how to do something. You need to figure it out, right?
And of course, we also learned that Thomas Edison figured out how to improve the light bulb. Well, we read, at that time, people used the glow from fireplaces, candles, and oil or gas lamps for light. Now, you see the word light? Mm-hmm. There's a G-H in there. Now, there's other words like bright.
Yes, yes, that is true. These are very interesting words. And I love the idea of gas lamps. I love seeing them in movies. I wish I had one for myself. But, Rebecca, you did mention the word light. It's kind of interesting with the G-H right in the middle. Stephen can have something they'd like to share about this in the Info Cloud.
Why is English full of words that don't sound the way they look? Well, very often a word's pronunciation has more to do with its history than its spelling.
Take the words light and bright. They both have that weird GH letter combination. Yet, those letters aren't even pronounced. So, why are they there?
Well, this letter combination exists because in the Middle English period, they were pronounced. We're told the GH combination sounded something halfway between a G and a K. Over time, lights and brights pronunciations changed but their spellings did not.
This might make more sense if we look at a similarly spelled word, night. In English, the letters G and H are silent, but in German, a very close cousin to English, we get a taste of night's original Middle English pronunciation, knocked.
Okay, when the GH letter combination is not silent, it's likely pronounced as the F sound, as in enough and laughter.
And speaking of laughter, an interesting word pair containing the GH combination is laughter and daughter. Looking at them side by side, you'd think they would rhyme.
Again, go back far enough into history, and they did.
你可曾想过英文里头常常看到的 G 跟 H 的组合，像 flight 跟 right， 为什么 G 跟 H 都不发音呢？既然他们不发音，那为何他们又存在呢？其实在几百年前 GH 是有它独特的发音，只是语言是会演变的，很多字的发音也会改变，只是字的拼法没有跟着改，所以Flight 跟 right 的发音是现代的，但他们的拼法还停留在古时候的拼法。当然 GH 也有它发音的时候，一般它是发 F 的音，像 enough 跟 laughter， 还有像 laughter 这个字，如果我们把它跟 daughter 放在一起，虽然两个字只差一个字母，但发音完全不同，连押韵都没有。但几百年前，这两个字的确是有押韵的哦。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
I wonder how I can make this work.Well, hello, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Just trying to figure out how to light this gas lantern. Maybe I need a lighter. Well, what do you think of when you think of Thomas Edison? A lot of people think of the light bulb because, yes, he made many improvements on the light bulb. So now, light has changed. Electricity was changed forever. However, I can't get either of these...lights to work. Ah, I know. I'll use my cell phone. The flashlight. That's the best. Well, we have more to learn about Thomas Edison, so let's do that now. You see this? You got this? It's good, right?
The story of Thomas Edison. Tom and his assistants worked day and night.When exhausted, they slept on tables and chairs to snatch some sleep. Then they worked some more. In 1897, after thousands of experiments, Tom created a lamp that glowed with bright, long-lasting light. His invention changed the world. He made many more important inventions. He even worked out a way to combine moving pictures and sound.Thank Tom Edison for movies. Edison was creative and tried to do old things in new ways.
Okay, 继续我们看 exhaust 这个动词 ,ex 这个字首是指向外的。所以 exhaust 是指耗尽或者是使精疲力竭。例如 ,the big campaign really exhausted Victor. He took a day off after it was over. 这个大型活动把 Victor 给累惨了。结束后他请了一天假休息。exhaust 过去分词 exhausted 可以当形容词，意思是指精疲力尽的。例如 ,at the end of the marathon, most runners were exhausted.马拉松赛结束的时候，大部分的跑者都精疲力竭了。所以我们看的是 snatch 这个动词。snatch 在这里是指抓紧时间或者是抽空做某件事。例如 ,Joseph snatched some time during lunch to buy a gift for his son's birthday. Joseph 趁午休时间抽空去买了儿子的生日礼物。或者是 ,let's snatch a few hours to go to the beach tomorrow. 我们明天抽几个小时去海滩走走吧。Snatch 也是夺走或抢走，例如 The old lady's purse was snatched by a bicyclist. 这位老太太的包包被一个骑脚踏车的人给抢走了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, in this next section, we learn something very interesting about Thomas Edison. We learn Tom and his assistants worked day and night. Didn't seem like they got much sleep. When exhausted, they slept on tables and chairs to snatch some sleep.
Well, this is very interesting, Rebecca, because this was actually before the 8-hour day was in place.
Wait, you mean we didn't always have 8 hours day? The day changed?
The 8-hour work day. It was more common for people to just work when they could and then snatch some sleep when they could. So they were very hardworking. I think we are today as well. People are very hardworking. But I imagine that people were even more hardworking in a time when there was no limit. There was no 8-hour limit given by the government, right? Well, let's talk about that word, snatch. When I think of the word snatch, I think of taking something very quickly or suddenly.
Well, that is definitely the idea. These people, Thomas Edison and his assistants, they didn't really have a lot of time to sleep. So whenever they got a little too tired, they would try to snatch a little bit of sleeping time. So here's an example. If you get here quickly, you might be able to snatch some reading time before everyone else arrives.
Interesting. So you can use the word snatched in regards to time, sleeping time, reading time. Or if you see something on the table and it looks delicious, you might go and snatch it before other people get it. Okay? You're taking something quickly. All right. Well, we continue here. They tried to sleep whenever they could, and then they would work some more, right? In 1897, after thousands of experiments, Tom created a lamp that glowed with bright, long-lasting light. His invention changed the world.
To change the world. If something changes the world, that just means that it is so incredible that people actually start using it, and it changes the way that people actually operate, function, or even think.
For example, a minute ago I mentioned the 8-hour workday. Well, the Industrial Revolution and this 8-hour workday, it changed the world. It changed the way that we think about work and rest and recreation. Clocks changed the world and the way we operate with time. The wheel, that invention really changed the world.
Of course, there are a lot of things that changed the world. We have electricity and cell phones, computers. All of these things changed the world, and so did the light bulb. Well, continuing on, we read, he made many more inventions. He even worked out a way to combine moving pictures and sound. Now, if you work out a way to do something, this just means that you find a way to do something or you figure out how to do something.
Right. I think this phrase can be used in the same way as the phrase you saw earlier, to figure out how to do something. Well, friends, Thomas Edison, we can thank him for movies. And Edison was a creative and tried to do old things in new ways. So he was a creative inventor who really did change the world. Well, right now it's time for a little change in our lesson today. Let's sing
it
out.
A 1, 2, 3. Don't give up. Don't give up.
No.
Don't give up. Try a thousand times and don't succeed. Don't give up.
That Thomas Edison said, I didn't fail 10,000 times. I just found 10,000 ways that didn't work. Nice. Hey, I can count to 10,000.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm not just an English teacher. I can count as well.
That's cool, guys.
And I'm going to count to 10,000 right now.
Are you sure we have time for that?
Oh, we got time, Ben. I just need some encouragement.
Okay, don't give up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Don't give up.
10,000!
What?
Let me tell you how it feels to be successful. This is what it feels like to succeed. 1, 2, 3, boom!
So this is your workshop?
Yes, my workshop and laboratory. And I even have assistants.
Oh, well, what are you working on now, Thomas?
I'm fixing things so that the world can run on electricity.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. What's electricity?
Well,
Oh, Thomas, what about that invention that lets you talk to other people?
It's called the telephone.
Did you invent that, Thomas?
No, Alexander Graham Bell did.
Oh.
But I'm making improvements on it.
Oh, what about that invention that records sounds?
That's called the phonograph, Mother.
Did you invent that, Thomas?
Yes. It's one of my most beloved inventions.
Oh, and what about the machine that combines moving pictures and sounds?
That's something I'm working on.
Oh, that's wonderful. Any other inventions?
Yes, I'm working on an electric light.
But, Thomas, we've already got fireplaces, candles, oil lamps.
True, but I'm working on a lamp that glows with a long-lasting light.
Can that be done?
Yes. After thousands of experiments, I have finally invented the light bulb.
Oh, my. Does it work?
Oh, yes. Watch.
Oh. Wow. Thomas, I believe this can change the world.
Yes, I believe it will.
Oh, you're so creative. You do old things in new ways.
Yes, old things, new ways.
That's my boy.
Why won't it work? Hey, hold my hand. Maybe it'll light up. No, that didn't work either. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you all next time right here on
Studio Classroom. That's